Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We live in an age that is particularly characterized by fragmentation and disintegration. In fact, one of the greatest spokesmen who confessed that as the bedrock of reality, Carl Sagan, talked about how there was nothing to hold things together. That finally, human beings like the dinosaurs or any other organism is fragmentated and disintegrated by the forces of the cosmos, so that finally there is no significance in any one thing, for all things will divide and dissolve. What we see all around us in human lives is the outcome of that sort of cosmic view. For now, what scientists theorized can be seen lived out among people who no longer have in their own soul anything that holds them together. Therefore, their families, their civil responsibilities, their duties no longer make sense, for there is nothing that holds it together. Into such a world of disintegration and fragmentation comes the Annunciation. And it comes to one whom the world would have viewed as insignificant. It comes to a place, Nazareth, that would have been regarded as inconsequential. And that Annunciation is the word that for now and all times has put things together. For now, God has become man. And rather than being an idea or an isolated case, this instant unites all things. For it is the Lord who comes to flesh, who was the creator of all things. And it is the Lord who can restore all things and retire to heaven's glory with a great benediction. Nazareth, Mary, not a place, not a person in this world's reckoning to count for more than a moment. But the Annunciation says that this moment captivates all moments, from the beginning to the end, because this one will be named Jesus. As our text says, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, and he will be great and be called the Son of the Most High." The Annunciation, the Incarnation, is where your life and my life are put back together. And that happened for most of us and became our own at another specific place with another specific person. That baptismal font that you dangled above one time or stood beside, where the Trinitarian name was invoked with the application of water to your name, that was where the Incarnation now is joined to you, and where our life now and forever is joined to the Incarnate One. And where our fragmented narrative, our stops and fits and our doubts, where those things were caught up into another. And where we took on significance that we did not earn. For by being joined to Christ, as St. Paul so beautifully put it, we have been joined to his death, so that just as Christ was raised through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Reflect on your solidarity with the Incarnate One. Reflect on how you have been taken into him. And as you walk to this house of God and see that baptismal font at its entrance, in its solidarity, in its massiveness, know that in a similar way in Christ, you are now together, innocent, blameless, holy before him, welcome at his courts, at his table, and free now to announce the living waters that have washed over you to all the world. I would suggest that in our Lenten pilgrimage, there is much to be gained by uniting this Annunciation with our baptismal moment. For they are very close. The Christ who came to Mary's womb has come to each of us. Without merit or worthiness, without our will creating something, without our will grasping for something, the gift of our baptism is indeed the gift of wholeness. It is the gift of oneness in his life. May the triune God refresh us and restore us daily in our baptismal character. And may this font and the paschal lamb lead all of us to the throne of his grace as we are formed to be his people. God grant it for his sake. Amen.